Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning, I'm Stan Bungert.
In for Susan Lee Taylor, I'm Holly Kwong. Still a lot of police activity at Airway Boulevard in Livermore, where one man was shot in an officer-involved shooting. KCBS's Tim Ryan on the scene with the very latest. Tim?
This is a complex crime scene, Holly. There are hundreds and hundreds of feet of crime scene tape surrounding 7-Eleven, a Subway, Starbucks, In-N-Out Burger. We understand there will be a briefing here shortly, so we'll be able to pull together some details. Important news, though, however, for commuters, that the 580 Airway interchange is reopened in all directions. All off and on-ramps are open. The shooting just before 4 a.m. near the eastbound off-ramp from 580 at Airway Boulevard. Livermore police report that this was an officer-involved shooting, a man transported to a hospital. No officers injured. Now, eastbound 580, all lanes were closed to traffic for about 30 minutes this morning. Everything is open now. Airway itself closed in the area of the shooting near Kitty Hawk Road near the municipal airport. With the continuing large police presence, Livermore PD, Pleasanton, the Highway Patrol, Alameda Sheriff, local fire, and more on scene. Police aren't releasing details, but they say there is no continuing threat. A KCBS listener just happened to be in the parking lot at Starbucks, says he heard a number of gunshots and then a lot of running and scrambling. A 7-Eleven clerk here says that he or she was told to close the doors and lock the doors up, close the store. It for a time. Investigators launched a drone over the crime scene, and as the sun starts to rise, we're going to get a little better idea of what this crime scene looks like. In Livermore, Tim Ryan, KCBS.
Now, housing advocates are saying this could be a game changer when it comes to getting people housed in Oakland. KCBS's Matt Bigler joining us to report. Oakland's become the first city in the state to ban background checks on most rental applications.
Good morning, Stan. A quick story for you here. Oakland mother Miss Sherry says after her son Rashay committed a crime, he was no longer able to rent an apartment in Oakland because of his record.
Rashay wound up sleeping on benches, couch surfing, sleeping in cars when he had a job, sleeping outside sometimes.
It is estimated 73% of the people in Oakland's homeless encampments are formerly incarcerated. That is one of the reasons that the Oakland City Council voted unanimously last night to bar most landlords from doing criminal background checks on possible tenants. Oakland City Council member Nikki Fortunato Bass says the measure should help prevent homelessness and recidivism.
Before getting education, getting a job, getting other opportunities, you need to have a roof over your head to come back to your family, your community, and to put your life back together.
The ordinance does carve out exceptions for some rental units, including single-family homes and duplexes and triplexes. Reporting Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Thank you, Matt.
A Washington State man is the first confirmed case of the Chinese coronavirus in the U.S., and now passenger health screenings are expanding at U.S. airports. KCBS reporter Bob Butler says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention working to make it easier for local health officials to confirm suspected cases of the illness.
Samples from suspected cases of coronavirus have to be flown to Atlanta for confirmation. The CDC plans to share its testing methods.
We faced similar challenges before with SARS and MERS. These outbreaks were complex and required a comprehensive public health response. Based on that experience, we know it's crucial to be proactive and prepared.
CDC Dr. Nancy Messonnier is worried about the elderly especially.
Preliminary information suggests that older adults with underlying health conditions may be at increased risk for severe disease.
SFO spokesman Doug Yackel says screening is being done on all passengers flying directly from Wuhan.
They're focused on people on the nonstop flight, and that flight only operates 3 days a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
At SFO, Bob Butler, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.